Buster Olney of ESPN casually dropped Jacob deGrom to the Braves as the heavy rumor for this winter, and that's exactly what happened on Saturday when Olney threw this tweet out there. I'll read it verbatim. There is perception in some corners of the industry that if Jacob deGrom follows through with what he said in the spring and he opts out of his Mets contract, the Braves will be the favorite to land him. I don't know how I feel about that. A, it's Jacob deGrom. If he's healthy, he's the best pitcher in baseball. Yep. But kind of B, when is he going to be healthy? A little update on that. Started his rehab assignment today, punched out five guys and hit 100 miles an hour. So I guess he's feeling himself, which is good. Where do you land on this? Because Jacob deGrom is going to be a very sought-after piece and should be a commodity for a number of different clubs. But what could he command per season? We're talking $30-plus million a year, no?
Yeah, from my corner of the industry, SpotTrack has a market value of 3 years and $108.1 million for him. That's
sold him short.
That's a $36 million average annual value on that. The Braves have never spent more on a single-season contract than the $22 million they gave Freddie Freeman last season. Do you really see them going $14 million over that annually, even if you're going to get a guy who looks like he might end up in Cooperstown?
Jacob deGrom has been a late bloomer as well in his career when you think about it. You look at the age right now. He just turned 34 years old. He really didn't establish himself at the big league level until he was in his mid to late 20s. And then going supernova, of course, becoming basically the Captain Marvel of just starting pitchers. I mean, the things he was doing as he got older to get better and better and better and better, that's just not the way it works, not the way it's supposed to work. So I don't know which of the Infinity Stones he's drawn his power from these days. But either way, somebody somewhere is going to look to have Jacob deGrom fronting their rotation. The New York Mets would very much like it to be them. They do have him under contract, but he does have that opt-out. And that is kind of what triggered this discussion. But I am fascinated to know how on the 1st of July or whatever it is that, you know, Jacob deGrom is rumored to the Braves. I mean, that's a very interesting conversation going on in the corner of somebody's industry Rolodex.
He's from DeLand, Florida, right? He said he grew up a Braves fan. He said that last winter.
Who didn't at this point? Who did not grow up a Braves fan?
If you live, I mean, I remember Gerald Laird, you know, from Arizona said, right, I grew up a Braves fan.
Well,
you know,
TBS is a real deal.
That's true. That was it, right? I mean, all these guys had that to go. They come home from school and then watch the games and all that stuff. The guys on the West Coast. Okay, I just don't see them going to that dollar for him, and especially with a guy, it seems so anti-Alex Anthopoulos to take a guy who's, you know, he threw 200 innings three consecutive seasons. That was 3 years ago. I just don't, you know, there's so many question marks with Jacob deGrom, which is to me why you don't go that high on that AAV.
You can't ding him about 2020, only making the 12 starts because of the 60-game season. So I'm even willing to go all the way through 2020 that this was a healthy and dominant starting pitcher, the best starting pitcher for my money or anybody else's, because I can't afford him. But for my money or anybody else's, this was the guy who sets the bar in Major League Baseball and was doing so for about a five-year run at that point. It went from Clayton Kershaw, pass that torch right along to Jacob deGrom is the way I look at it. And that's, I'm talking about the National League in particular. This past season with the Mets, he made 15 starts. He was 7-2, absolutely dominant in those, 15 starts. But then you haven't seen him pitch since the midway portion of last year. So we're talking about a year off, essentially, at this point for deGrom, who is dealing with a shoulder ailment that has kept him off of the mound thus far until this rehab assignment just began. I don't want to spend our whole segment on this, but I just am fascinated by the idea of it. But I don't know, to side with you, if monetarily it makes a ton of sense. But I will say this. I have had conversations of some indication that the Braves are very well aware of having moved themselves into the top 10 in payroll in Major League Baseball. Could they take that next step and move themselves into, say, the top 5? They're not going to outspend the Dodgers. They're probably not going to outspend a couple of other clubs that will go out there and really maybe throw the money around it to a degree that the Braves may never. But if they get into the top 5, this is the kind of move that you could conceivably see as something that they could consider doing. But then you think about, you want to extend Max Fried?
Mm-hmm.
You want to re-sign Dansby Swanson? Now, the Braves have a ton of money coming off the books this season as well, or this coming winter. So there's a lot of things, and we can save the hot stove for the hot stove, but we got a big head start on it thanks to Buster Olney and this Jacob deGrom rumor.